Our first article looks at American universities. Do they merit their elite reputations? And how true are reports about student debt or sexism on campus? Your questions answered.
Are U.S. universities the best?
What does the best mean? American universities account for 15 of the world's top 20 institutions in a recent ranking by the London-based Times Higher Education. But there is disagreement about how these lists are calculated. Some say that too much importance is given to a university's published research and number of Nobel laureates, for example. Nevertheless, the fact that U.S. institutions do dominate world rankings means that they can attract top students and teachers. Some U.S. universities, such as the group of old Northeastern colleges known as the Ivy League, are also very, very rich. Harvard, for example, has a private fund of more than $37 billion, thanks to donations by rich citizens and alumni. As a result, it has some of the best facilities in the world and can offer scholarships. But even ordinary U.S. universities propose a very different experience to French ones. The student-teacher ratio is generally lower, and there is more interaction both in and out of the classroom. Perhaps best of all, students can design their own timetables, choosing which courses they want to take, before deciding on their degree specialization after their second year.
Do students all leave with massive debt?
The average American student graduates with a debt of $37,172 due to the high cost of tuition fees at U.S. universities, coupled with students' living expenses. That debt then starts to grow because of the interest. In total, America's national student debt is now at $1.3 trillion, which many say is unsustainable and could even result in a financial crash. But behind that average figure, there are massive variations in costs. Studying at a prestigious private university such as Yale is much more expensive, at $47,000 a year, than a state university, such as California's UCLA, at $13,251. On the other hand, the richer private universities are the ones most likely to offer scholarships. Yale, for example, now offers free tuition to all students whose parents earn less than $125,000. All you have to do is get in.
Are American universities elitist?
All American universities have a selection process for entry, but once you get in, you're almost sure of graduating with a degree. The better the reputation of the university, the harder it is to get accepted, with top schools such as Stanford, Yale, and Harvard only taking around 1 in 20 applicants. To study in the U.S., you need to start the process 18 months before you go. There are general entrance requirements, including standardized tests such as the SATs. But each university has its own application procedure, which includes a very important personal statement, an essay in which you say why you would make a great student, plus references from your teachers and evidence of extracurricular activities. It sounds difficult, but there are more than 1 million international students now at U.S. universities, with a little less than 9,000 French students going to America each year.
Do students spend their lives partying?
In certain cases, yes. There are many lists of top party schools to help Americans choose where to go for a good time. Ohio University usually comes top. The campus structure, with thousands of young people living in a specific place, encourages a party attitude. But the rhythm of academic work and the regularity of exams necessitates some self-discipline. Parties aside, all universities make extracurricular activities a central part of campus life, offering ways to pursue every type of sporting and creative activity. In recent years, the dark side of the party lifestyle has been much talked about, with around 10% of female students saying they have been sexually assaulted in a 2015 survey. Particular responsibility for this has been placed on two hyper-masculine aspects of the U.S. university system, the macho, quasi-professional sports culture, and the system of fraternities. Fraternities, or frats, are clubs whose all-male members live, work, and play together in a shared house. The female equivalent is a sorority. Originally intended to give students a peer support group, both at university and in later life, frats have come to be identified with debauchery and misogynistic attitudes, with some being banned.